Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to Top 10 Week here on 95.7 The Game. Don't forget, fans, submit your list at 95.7 The Game because your list will determine the ultimate Bay Area greatest athlete top 10 list. Your list will decide everything here at 95.7 The Game. People can submit their list, then send them in to us on Twitter at 95.7 The Game, or the 95.7 The Game Facebook page, or 95.7thegame.com, and we'll talk about some of our favorite lists from you, the fan, in the 1 o'clock hour. Let's bring in Monty Poole, Bay Area legend here. He eats Monty for free in the Bay, especially with that leather jacket, Monty. I could never get over it. Monty wears that that leather, fellas. He means business. Monty Poole from NBC Sports Bay Area, covering the Golden State Warriors. And also, don't miss Sports Uncovered, the Lost Barrett Robbins interview, a half-hour version of Robbins' 2011 sit-down interview from the Dade Correctional Institution. That will air on NBC Sports Bay Area tonight at 10 p.m. The show will also be available on NBC Sports Bay Area and California's YouTube channel. Monty, good afternoon. Hope you're safe, brother. We miss you out there covering games, man. Just real quick before we get into your personal top 10 list of the greatest athletes of Bay Area history, Barrett Robbins, man. What a sad case, man. To relive that moment, the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. You read about Callahan changing the game plan 2 days before the Super Bowl. What do you remember about that situation with Barrett Robbins?
Well, first of all, that it was, I mean, you said it was sad, and it really was, because, you know, I knew Barrett a bit, and I liked him a lot, and we would talk about basketball. He was a big Spurs fan, and we heard Sunday morning of the game, it started coming out that, okay, Barrett's not, they don't know where Barrett is, and then they're trying to find him, and he's not with the team. And, you know, I knew he had some issues, mental health issues, and I just hoped that he was going to be okay. And then we found out later that, yeah, they found him. He's in the hospital. The team is going to have to play without him. Which, you know, people look at that and go, well, wow, you know, if Barrett had played, maybe the Raiders would have won, which I don't agree with that. But if Barrett had played with the original game plan, I think it would have been a much better game. And so I just felt bad for him because his teammates were annoyed, irritated. Some of them were angry with him for, you know, going AWOL. And I don't think they understood what he was dealing with. Most of them did not understand what he was dealing with. Some of the guys knew he was on medication to try and to deal with bipolar, his condition there. But I think Frank Middleton, one of the guards, I distinctly remember him saying, you know, Barrett can go back under the rock. he crawled out from under, you know. And I was like, whoa. You know, they didn't understand. And I think now, 17 years later, teams have a better idea. society has a better idea of how to deal with mental health. There is more sensitivity toward it now. And I think it would have been a different story. But Barrett played for the Raiders, and Al Davis always thought that as long as you could play well, that's all that mattered. We didn't care what you did other than that. If you played well, that's all. That's why I pay you. And if you have trouble outside the sport, outside the game, off the field, it's not an issue for us unless you can't play well. If it keeps you from playing, okay, then we got an issue. If you're playing, and he was playing, he played really well that year. And at the end of the season there, you could see it. I remember Super Bowl week, the media sessions, and Barrett, both Barrett and Charles Woodson, man, were hurting. You could see it. I mean, they were both hobbling around. I mean, Seawood had a cracked bone in his thigh, I believe, and Barrett had a bad foot and a sore knee. And, you know, I'm thinking, man, these guys are in trouble, because if these two guys can't go, it's going to be hard for them to win a game. So looking back on it now, it's pretty fascinating, though. It's just the things that come out, and getting in touch with Barrett, you know, a few years back, and hearing him try to explain what he was dealing with is, I thought, it's pretty riveting.
You know, Monty, I want to follow up with that, because this is something that's near and dear to my heart. I lost a brother-in-law to mental illness and the combination of drug use and things like that. And you're talking about how society and teams are just more empathetic now than ever. I'm curious, what do they have in place now for these guys to make sure that they're mentally healthy on a day-to-day basis?
Well, the league has done more, and it's up to the individual teams, but I'll tell you one thing the Raiders did not have then that they have now, and that they hired. I mean, within 5 months after Al passed away, they hired someone who was, I think his title was Director of Player Engagement. But Lamont Winston, who had come from the Kansas City Chiefs, where he was doing that very same job pretty much for about 8 or 9 years in Kansas City dealing with guys, one of his jobs was to be available to players, coaches, and family and staff 24/7 to deal with any crisis that may come up. And Barrett was a man in crisis. And I distinctly remember writing about that. And also writing about this when they drafted Jamarcus Russell, and how, okay, you got this gigantic investment in this guy. He comes with some baggage. Maybe you want to hire someone, I'm not going to say to babysit him, but someone for him to lean on, to be there for him, a mature presence in his life. And I remember the Raiders saying, well, we got Willie Brown. And I'm thinking, Willie Brown was a great player. He's a Hall of Famer. But Willie Brown is not practiced in counseling at this level. He's a guy the players can talk to like an uncle. But what you really need is someone who is more attuned to today's athlete and how things operate in today's world. Someone younger than Willie was 70 years old or something like that at the time. And I'm thinking, you got to bring in somebody who's younger, who understands, can talk their talk, speak their language, and they just didn't think it was necessary, you know. And I just remember thinking, good Lord, when you invest millions in people, you should want to do everything you can to make sure you get a return on your investment. And as we all know, Jamarcus flamed out. I don't know if someone could have helped him or not, but they didn't hire anyone because they didn't think they needed someone to help him. And that was the mentality, and it's so different now because they understand. And again, it goes back to how much money you're putting into these players. And when you put that kind of money into someone, it just makes sense to me to try and make sure you can sort of safeguard your investment and make sure you don't take a bath. And, of course, we all know the Raiders took a bath on Jamarcus. And so it's very different now, fortunately, in terms of treatment, in terms of awareness. People are more attuned to it. And you know, I'm not saying that, you know, someone can't have a similar situation to what Barrett had, but just saying that there are more ways and more outlets for someone to try and cope with a situation like that.
Yeah, that's well said, Monty. And to Butcher's point, you know, you just think of a lot of guys and gals back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago that were going through things and society just wasn't ready for it and didn't know how to put a finger on what actually was going on. And it brings me to myself in this bubble, Monty. I mean, how many athletes and how would you feel about going to Orlando? Because when this thing first started, I was like, oh, just go play ball, COVID-19, no big deal. You'll be in a gym. You're a pro athlete. I'm just wondering how many guys and gals with the WNBA are having, you know, thoughts emotionally about, you know, dealing with COVID-19 and playing during this time?
Most, if not all of them, you know, have some concerns, some reservations, and they have to make a decision. You know, some guys have decided, I'm not going. And other guys are saying, well, I'm going to go. I'm going to trust that we're going to do the right thing. And it really comes down to an individual decision. But you can't tell me that every single person, player, coach, whoever goes down there as part of the team party, is not somewhere in their mind thinking, okay, I hope we have this thing taken care of. I hope we're covered here. The last thing we need is someone to come up, you know, and test positive. And what happens if you have now your team test positive? What do you do from there? What if you have two guys, three guys? So it's wise to me to be concerned. Yeah, you want to play. And when Kyrie Irving said, you know, I think it was about 2 weeks ago now, that, you know, he wasn't sure, he wanted to play, he wants to, you know, make sure he deals with some other issues too, not just the pandemic, but also the current social justice movement. And I totally understand that too, because sometimes you reach a point where you realize some things are bigger than what I do for my life, for a living every day. And some things are bigger than that. And if you can do both, perfect, wonderful. But sometimes you need to take a step back from who you are as a person and what you do for a living and go, okay, what should I be spending my time and my money and my energy on? And that a lot of guys right now are dealing with that. In every sport, this has done this to them where, you know, from the combination of the pandemic and the George Floyd incident and seeing a global movement of people basically trying to demonstrate, to create and generate more social justice, trying to fight racism. You know, you see the toppling of the statues, you see the changing of the flags, you see teams are changing names or thinking about changing their names. They will. It's an awakening. And so it's hard to pretend I can just go out and play basketball when you know that the world around you is experiencing this huge awakening. So it's a tough time with a lot of people with a lot of things on their mind. I'm sure you guys think about these things too. It is the way we live right now in 2020.
No doubt about it. Monty Poole here on 95.7 The Game covers the Golden State Warriors for NBC Sports Bay Area. Don't miss Sports Uncovered, the Lost Barrett Robbins interview, a half-hour version of Robbins' 2011 sit-down interview from the Dade County Correctional Institution. It'll air tonight on NBC Sports Bay Area at 10 p.m. Pacific time. The show will also be available on NBC Sports Bay Area, California's YouTube channel. Monty, let's talk about some top 10 list here.
Yeah.
All the hosts here at 95.7 The Game have given out their top 10 list. And there's been a lot of questionable lists. Not yours truly. I think this show has been pretty strong, including Joe Shasky's. But I've seen some lists with Charles Woodson as number one, Deion Sanders number two. We're putting Tiger Woods on these lists. What does Monty Poole have in store? Yeah, what are we doing, Monty? What is your top 10 list? Go ahead. Give us your recap of the host list, and then I want to hear yours, Monty.
Well, okay. I've seen some lists and wondered what people were thinking. And when I saw Charles number one, I love Charles, man. He's one of my favorite dudes of all time. We had him on our show, Race in America, a candid conversation a couple of weeks ago. Tremendous dude and a go-to guy for all of us in the media when it comes to getting an honest and accurate quote about what's going on in the state of the team. Charles is a great player. Could have been better. He knows it when he was here the first time. But, you know, he was young and wild and doing some wild, crazy stuff. I would run into Charles out and about, and Charles was having a whole lot of fun. So, you know, dude came to town with money, you know. I'd run into Charles here and there, and he was having a good time. And he was extending his college years to a degree in terms of what he did at night. He was having a good time. And, you know, obviously when he went to Green Bay, he settled down. But Charles, you know, he didn't make my list. And I had him there for a while there, but I had some decisions to make in terms of who did what while they were here. And so there are some good people that I had on my list initially that didn't make the cut eventually. And Kevin Durant didn't make my list. And again, yeah. I think KD was fabulous. I mean, two finals MVP awards. I think KD is a top 10 player, maybe all time. And so But, you know, he had a three-year run here. The first 2 years were brilliant. The third year was kind of shaky at times. He had some good moments and he had some rough moments. But he didn't make my list either, partly because of how long he was here and just the kind of the way it ended. I mean, if I had a top 15 list, he'd be on it. But he didn't. And so I'll give you what I have.
Give it to it, Mont. Give it.
We're ready.
From 10 to 1. And I'll try to explain if you have questions.
Yeah, go right in.
Number 10, Steve Young.
Thank you.
Respect it. Wow. I respect
okay.
that.
Yeah, great quarterback with legs and arm. And
totally
that's
what,
Joe's not on my list. And I'm
wow.
Not,
oh.
Yeah, Joe was not on my list.
Body.
Wow.
We got some questions, Marty. We got questions. Go ahead. We'll let you get through the list.
Oh,
you just woke our games up, Marty.
That's okay. That's right. That's fine. That's fine. And I knew that would happen because I thought I emphasized the word athlete, and Steve Young is a top five rushing quarterback of all time. And he's also got five or six Pro Bowl appearances, five or six NFL passing titles. I just thought, you know, Steve, if I had to go athlete versus athlete, I'm taking Steve over Joe as a pure athlete. And so that's where that came in. Was Joe a better quarterback? I think, yeah, probably, yeah. but Steve Young was a tremendous athlete. I mean, he can strong, fast. I mean, you watch some of the highlight runs this dude had. He's ridiculous, man. And Joe couldn't do that kind of stuff. Joe had some magic with the passing game and stuff. He could elude the rush, but he couldn't run like Steve in the open field, man. Steve in the open field was crazy. Go back and look right. at it, and maybe you'll understand why I'm picking Steve as my number 10 guy. Number 9, and again, you know, these are some tough calls. Number 9 was Wilt Chamberlain. And Wilt was only here for a short time, a long time ago. I can't say that I ever saw Wilt Chamberlain play, but I know enough about Wilt Chamberlain's history and what he's able to do as an athlete. I mean, I know he ran track. I know he high jumped. Played volleyball at age 50. I know that in the NBA, he's the only guy to average 50 a game and average more than 48 minutes per game. Don't you have to be an athlete to do those things?
Absolutely.
Wilt number 9. Number 8 was Kerry Walsh Jennings. And I thought it was important to me to represent the female population because we've got some great female athletes. You know, I consider Christy Yamaguchi. I just thought Walsh Jennings has been around for so long and been so good for so long at the top of her profession, I had to recognize that. So she was number 8 and just one of the greatest pro volleyball players of all time. Number 7, Barry Lamar Bonds. Again, I've never seen anyone – better at hitting a baseball. Never. And yet, you know, yeah, we all know that it came with some baggage, you know, the PED stuff. He was great before that. He got greater after that. But you just knew watching Barry Bonds in the early part of this millennium was a show. It was theater. And I vote for him every year for the Hall of Fame because, yeah, he's part of baseball. Did he cheat? Well, yeah, there's a lot of evidence that says he did. But he's part of baseball history, and he belongs. So Barry Bonds was my number 7. Number 6, and this guy gets forgotten, I think, a lot because, you know, again, he's not playing one of the big three sports. But Jim Hines set the 100-meter dash record that stood for 15 years. Think about that. I mean, that's Usain Bolt country there, you know. From 1968 to 1983, Jim Hines was the world's fastest human. And Jim Hines went to McClymonts High School in Oakland. You know, and so I just thought for a guy who represented the Bay and held a world record for 15 years in track, it's really hard to do. And he did that. So, and Jim still lives in the Bay Area, I believe. So I had to put Jim out there because I always people forget that this dude had a record for 15 years. Number 5. Deion Sanders.
Oh, Marty.
He was here
Marty,
a year.
You're killing us.
Here we go.
List.
6 months.
You're killing us, Marty.
What's your question about Deion?
He played 14
just,
games.
Look, I know he's a great athlete, but he had a cup of coffee here in the Bay Area. And it's just like, it's the longevity that gets me. It is. It's
and
just
he
like,
quit
Deion?
On the Giants.
Well, here's the thing. The fact that he played for both the Niners and the Giants is kind of what got him here. If he had just played that 1 year for the Niners, he wouldn't have made the list. But I thought this dude also played baseball and played it pretty well. You know, you look at Deion's numbers, he actually had some pretty good years, you know. And so he played, you know, basically a half season for the Giants. But the fact that a guy played baseball in the majors and football in the NFL for both Bay Area teams, I couldn't ignore that. I had to give him some props for being able to do that. So to my knowledge, no one else has done that, played for both the Niners and the Giants. So I had to give him some props for that. He just was – and he still – I would love to have seen a race between he and Bo Jackson, because I've seen Deion do some things on the football field. You look at some of the old video.
Would Deion take off the Timberlands?
What's that?
I said, would Deion take off the Timberlands? You know, the old famous thing goes that at the scouting combine, he was wearing Timberlands when he did the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. When I think about Deion's speed, I just remember how this was early in his career, watching a game on TV, and Buffalo Bills had a wide receiver named Don Beebe, who was a sprinter, really fast, kick returner. And Don Beebe had gotten through the first wave of the defenders on the kickoff, and he was off to the races. And Deion Sanders came out of the picture. He wasn't even in the picture, and he caught Don Beebe. I thought, wait a minute. Did I just see what I just saw? You got a guy who's running a 4-4 that's heading for the end zone, and some guy who was not within 10 yards of him catches up to him. Deion Sanders was a monster, man. And
Monty,
I don't know who was a better
Monty, I'm already getting tweets. They're coming at you, man. They said they're telling us not to let you get away with putting Deion above Barry Bonds on this list. But I'm going to let you go ahead after a moment, Monty. They're already coming at you, man. And I can't do anything about it.
If Barry had played football, maybe, okay?
He played basketball at Sarah. He was an unbelievable point guard against my uncle during the early 80s and late 70s. He was an unbelievable basketball
player. I've never
heard
of that.
What about his dunks, Monty? What about his dunks in the Tempe, Arizona? Remember they had the superstars with the dunk contest? You had Mike Conley Sr., Ken Griffey Jr., Deion, Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds had some hops, Monty.
Michael Irvin, too.
Yeah, Barry was great. And Barry's on the list, okay, people? Barry got some help. Barry got some help. And so – yeah, he's on the list. He got some help. Number four, Golden State Warriors player named Stephen Curry. Dude revolutionized the game, changed the game, and obviously put the Warriors back on the map at a level they've never been at before. You can't talk about Barry the sports without mentioning Stephen Curry and his impact, not just to the team, but yeah, to the sport, to the franchise. To the Bay Area. There are no championship parades here without Steph. So, I mean, that's an easy call. Is he a top five of all time? Yeah. I mean, and people sleep on his athleticism too sometimes. You know, when I'm hanging around this team, I see some of the things that he does at practice and stuff, and it's pretty crazy. So there was no question for me that he belongs on the list, and he's number four. Number three, right. Willie Mays. Do I need to explain?
No, you don't. We get it. We get it to say, hey, kid.
Yeah.
Get it.
Perhaps the greatest living ball player alive. Greatest ball player alive. I mean, Willie's, what, 89 years old, I think, now? God bless him, man. Keep doing what you're doing to stay around. But, yeah, Willie was a monster. He was a monster. Number two, Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice was and still is the standard for which all wide receivers should strive. I don't know if any of them will ever get there. His numbers are ridiculous. The way he played the game. I mean, Jerry Rice at age 40 had 90 catches, you know, and 1,200 yards at age 40. So the fact that he is, in terms of touchdowns, catches, and yardage, I mean, he owns all three of those. And I don't know which one. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald can play long enough maybe to get the catches. But he'll never get the yards. He's like 5,000 yards behind. He'll never get those yards. And so Jerry is just—he's in a class of his own in terms of football. He might be the best football player ever. He might be that, and certainly he's a part of that conversation. Number one, Ricky Henderson. Dude, he broke an all-time record at age 32. Think about that. In the middle of his career, he broke an all-time record. Who does that? maybe Gretzky. You know, who does that? Who breaks
Jerry Rice.
All-time career in the middle
Jerry Rice.
Of his career? Jerry Rice. Well,
9 years in, broke the all-time touchdown record.
Jerry, right there, you go. So, it's, and where's Jerry Rice on my list?
I should have been number one, but that's okay.
Well, here's the why. Here's the thing.
It's your list, Monty. Ricky, it's your list.
Ricky as a running back was a monster.
All-American, yeah.
He had scholarship offers for what was then Pac-8 colleges. And wow. Arizona State came at him real hard. Because at Oakland Tech, man, Ricky was a monster running back. But he loved baseball, and his mother wanted him to play baseball. That's why he played baseball. But could he have been a great football player? Hell yeah. Ricky was fast. He was strong. Dude, man. And we all know that he ended up being the best leadoff batter in baseball history. So
Monty.
Come at me.
You know what? You took the literal interpretation of athlete is basically what we're going at here.
That's a major factor, yeah. I think that was part of the question. You know, so yeah.
Yeah, Joe Fortenbaugh did the same thing. A lot of people did. They focused on the word
Joe
athlete.
Joe Fortenbaugh got hung at the rim trying to dunk that list. Yeah, exactly. He got hung. Monty Poole, we got to run. We're going to react to your list.
I love
so
Ricky.
You tune in the next 30 minutes. 888-957-9570. What do you think of Monty Poole's top 10 list here on 95.7 The Game? We're going to definitely have some fun with that, Monty, because there's some disagreements with us. We got to run, though. We're going to check out tonight's episode. Don't miss Sports Uncovered, the Lost Barrett Robbins interview, a half-hour version of Robbins' 2011 sit-down interview from the Day Correctional Institution. 10 p.m. it will air tonight on NBC Sports Bay Area. The show will also be available on NBC Sports Bay Area at California's YouTube channel. Monty, you and Logan are doing some great things when it comes to the social justice conversation. I've seen all the guests you guys had on, Charles Woodson, Ian Williams, Taylor Rooks. You guys keep doing what you do down there at NBC Sports Bay Area. We're loving what you guys are doing when it comes to content down there.
Appreciate you, man, and stick with it. Stick with it. Keep doing what you're doing, too.
Absolutely. Monty Poole. We love Monty Poole here at 95.7 The Game here on BSNG. We will react to his top 10 list. Hell, it may take us the rest of the show to unpack what Monty Poole just gave us here on 95.7 The Game. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options, along with the free pickup and delivery. Chilton Auto Body now offers virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your own vehicle. Book an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Game and Ryan Okolsky coming up at 2 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game and in the Butcher Shop without the Butcher Boy. It could be JD tonight with Ryan Covey, or it could be Whitey Gleason.
Whitey.
Don't have that information.
JD was on the
Whitey
morning
tonight?
Show.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. JD was on this morning. Yeah, they were talking about track. Let's before we get there, don't forget to download the radio.com app, search 95.7 The Game, and add it to your favorites. Don't miss a second, whether you're at home, in your car, or at work, and use the rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Kenny Smith, who was on with us yesterday. Kenny Smith from Inside the NBA on TNT, of course, a two-time world champion with the Houston Rockets. He joined us yesterday. And you can also tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game. Don't forget, folks, submit your list, your top 10 list. The Bay Area, the top 10 greatest athletes in Bay Area sports history. Submit your list at 95.7thegame.com or on Twitter at 95.7thegame, because your list will determine the ultimate top 10 list here at 95.7 The Game. And we just heard from Monty Poole and his top 10 list. And, boys, I heard a lot of grumblings from the two of you, all three of us had some grumblings with Monty Poole's top 10 list.
Let's just start here. First off,
so many of them, I can't really give you an exact name.
It's not even just with Monty. It's Joe Fortenbaugh's list, people like Dibley's list. I've seen Ray Ratto's list. It's all over the map, okay? And it's funny how all of these people have the same common error, okay? Greatest athletes. I'm going to take a literal interpretation of this. Anyone who's playing professional sports is a great athlete, okay?
That's
the baseline.
I looked at it. Yeah.
Okay? These are the greatest players of all time, okay? Just because the word is athlete, it's synonymous with greatest players of all time. Second thing. Deion Sanders, okay, he showed up in October, all right? Played football through January. What was that, 4 months? Kobe Bryant probably spent more time in the Bay Area throughout his 20 years playing with the Lakers than Deion Sanders did. Are we going to put Kobe Bryant as one of the greatest Bay Area athletes ever because he happened to stay for X amount of trips throughout the year, and then you calculate all of that and put it together? His plane was here for about 2 years of time, over 23, so he's a Bay Area athlete. Tiger Woods was not a Bay Area athlete. And then the Olympian thing put them off on the way off to the side. They're their own. We root for the Olympics for 7 to 14 days once every 4 years. Anything that they accomplish is unbelievable. It's remarkable. How can you even begin to put one of them on one of these lists ahead of Willie McCovey, who spent 19 years in San Francisco wearing the black and orange, or Jerry Rice? Like, it's absurd to me. It's like the literal interpretation, you've overthought the test. This was a layup. You've turned it into a half-court shot. It didn't have to be that.
Hey, Guru, it's like getting your name wrong on the SATs, right? You overthink your name. You're like, you're so nervous about the test. You're like, oh, I spelled Bonte and put an I in there. Now all of a sudden I'm Bonita Hill, which people think I am anyway. But you get the point, Guru.
And Shasky, I hear you. You make solid points. And I get so fixated on not who's on the list. It's almost the interpretation of the list. And maybe next time, not that it was a bad thing, but like you said, Shasky, I gave every pro athlete who was big man on campus, wherever they were from, they were badass in high school. My point being, it's a given that they're athletes. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I was shocked to see, some Olympians, and that could have been in a whole other category. But I will say this, and I thought to myself, outside of Barry Bonds, Ricky Henderson was everything to me. And I had him fifth. Kolsky had him fifth. Shasky, you had him fifth. Bonte, you had him. I'm looking here.
Fifth. I had him fifth.
Yeah, fifth.
I had him fifth.
But for Monty to have him number one, I'm not mad. And as crazy as this sounds, I'm asking you two, do you think somehow in the grand scheme of things, even bigger than the Bay Area, did Ricky Henderson, just the totality of his work, his resume, he's underrated? I think he
I don't know if he's over.
And
think
I appreciate Monty putting him at one.
I think he's properly rated.
You think he gets his just
due? I think he gets his just due. Absolutely. You talk about from the leadoff spot career, a Major League Baseball record when it comes to leadoff home runs. We know about the stolen bases. What he did at the age of 38, 39, stealing over 60 bags. Ricky Henderson, I don't think nobody underrates Ricky Henderson. I think, Shasky, people realize and respect what Ricky Henderson brought to the baseball field every single night.
Well, look, we all know Ricky could have played football. But do people not know that Joe Montana had an offer from NC State to play basketball? And NC State was a good basketball program. Like, again, all of these guys.
Joe Valvano? Was he out there?
All of these guys were unbelievable studs growing up. Like, no duh. Like, that's how you become one of the 1% of 1% of 1% of athletes and reach the all-time heights that they reach.
And what I would have said to Monty is I remember, I'm old enough to remember the Niners' first Super Bowl against the Bengals. Joe Montana and the catch. He wasn't Steve Young, Joe Montana, but we used to always play Nerf football, pole to pole. Joe Montana had some wheels. He was mobile. He wasn't Mike Vick, but he was not Vinny Testaverde or a statue. And it wasn't just Monty, but I'm hearing a lot of people talk about Montana like he was a statue. Joe could move. He was elusive. And I can make you the argument, outside of Fran Tarkenton, he was the most successful at it, using it, to get away, roll out, and complete the passes. Joe was mobile, is what I guess I'm saying.
Hey,
he was.
How about this from producer Kyle? Kobe Bryant played 33 games in the Bay Area. Deion Sanders played seven.
Kobe
games with the 49ers.
I don't remember Deion as a Giant. Where was I at?
He got traded the year he signed with the Cowboys. He got traded, and we thought it was a layup for the Niners to re-sign him, and he signed with the Cowboys, and I remember he came out to Candlestick Park to take center field, and Giants fans booed him. Right, we booed him. Like, how can you sign with the Cowboys? Really? Let's go to Antonio at Concord. Antonio, good afternoon, man. You're on 95.7 The Game. Antonio, you awake?
Dan, it's gone.
Yeah, well, see you later.
And it happened the other day later, with Antonio. He goes, Guru, did you guys up on me? He was in my mentions, and I go, no, it was your phone.
He's spending too much on Instagram DMing us, Guru, about his list and his athletes and everything with that. Antonio, call back tomorrow. Talking about list here, because we're talking about Monty Poole's list. He had Deion Sanders at 5, and we all chuckled. Steph Curry at 4, Jim Hines at 6, Kerry Walsh-Jennings at 8, Bonds at 7, Wilt at 9, Steve Young at 10. What about the combined host list? The combined list for the host.
Oh, wow.
When we tally it all up here, this is how it shakes out, fellas. We have numbers. This is how it shakes out. When you combine all the host list here when it comes to the top 10 Bay Area athletes of all time. Willie McCovey at 10. Tiger Woods at 9. Charles Woodson at 8. Deion Sanders at 7. Willie Mays at 6. Ricky Henderson at 5. Joe Montana at 4. Barry Bonds at 3. Steph Curry at 2. Jerry Rice at 1. The fact that we're all part of this list with Deion Sanders on it makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at the top 5. But the bottom 5, I am disgusted. I am disgusted that Deion Sanders and Charles Woodson's on this list.
And if you're Gene Upshaw, Kenny Stabler, if you're Steve Young, if you're Ronnie Lott, if you're Rick Barry, Chris Mullin, you're offended that Deion Sanders is on this list. I mean, this is, again, this is an aptitude test. A lot of people failed.
Yeah, and then, you know, people tried to be too cute, too, because if I wanted to go outside of what I deem the box, I would have put Christy Yamaguchi on there. But I thought it was just about who was the best at their craft and, you know, left an impression, you know, a mark on you. And that's where I went with my list, people that I saw, you know.
Well, and then
is Steph Curry more athletic than Joe Montana? Let me ask you guys this. Is Steph Curry more athletic than Joe Montana?
Yes, he is. I mean, I'm going to say yeah.
Why do you say that?
Just because, like I said, Joe wasn't Mike Vick. He wasn't a statue by any means. But he wasn't Steve Young. Had you said Steve Young, I would have went with Young. And Curry, just playing the game of basketball, I give him the nod just on that vantage point.
Could Joe Montana dunk?
He was a great basketball player who had a scholarship from NC State. I don't know. You tell me.
I would say no, he couldn't. And I'm not hating on Joe. I just, like, if I had to bet Bonte, I'd be like, Joe. And he might be able to do a windmill. I would just say Joe might not be able to dunk.
Yeah, I lean Steph Curry, but I think people forget Joe Montana is scrambling and around making plays. And
so,
you can't not be athletic and play NFL pro football. I've never heard of anything like that. Like we make it seem like, oh, you know what, if you got a sloppy body. Like Eric Davis was on Joe Lowe Dibs on Monday talking about Tim Harris, the six shooter. He said he had the ugliest body he's ever seen. His upper body looked terrible.
Wow.
Yet he went out there and got you 14 sacks. He gone out there and get you 17 sacks, and he's got the six shooter going. If you're on if you play in pro sports, whether it's baseball, hockey, basketball, football, how can you not be athletic? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be an athlete.
No doubt. Absolutely. But, like, this whole thing, I'm looking at all these lists. Like, Tiger Woods. Okay, Tiger Woods. So we're going to give Tiger Woods this, like, you know, we're just going to make him a barrier resident for his 2 years in Stanford. But we're not going to include Jason Kidd, who, I don't know, born in the Bay Area, went to St. Joe's, won state championships, went to Cal, knocked off Duke.
Wow.
I mean, like, what? So we're going to, like, rate Tiger Woods higher than Jason Kidd?
Jay Kidd didn't even make my pool. I didn't even
speak
to
Monty.
He didn't even make my pool. Wow.
Because the way I qualified him, and again, everyone's different, but the way I qualified him, you had to play for the pro clubs, all right? You had to play for the professional clubs here locally. Again, there's multiple lists here. Like, there's all the Olympians, okay, they're off to the side. Everyone who's born here, Tom Brady, Bill Russell, you know, throw all those people, Frank Robinson, Jason Kidd, Gary Payton, whoever you want, throw those people all together. And then we're talking about the professionals here, the guys who had 15, 20-year runs for these teams locally that everyone rooted for because they had their community on the front of their chests.
You know what? Andre Ward's getting a lot of run. He didn't have that. You know, you could say Sergey Kovalev was his marquee fighter, Carl Froch, when he won his Super 6 tournament. But Andre Ward has a bigger case than, say, Deion Sanders. Like, seriously, if you're going to – if you want to put Andre Ward on there, I'm going to say, you know what? I wouldn't have him on my top 10 list, but he was undefeated. He did win a gold medal. He's turned into a great broadcaster. You got to put him above Deion Sanders. The fact that Deion was number 2 on 2 lists, Guru, I think it's just absolutely egregious. It actually, Guru, you know me. It actually made me mad to see Deion Sanders that high on this list.
But I'll say this, and I've processed it, and now it doesn't make me upset like it does you. If you ask me who the best cornerback to ever do it, and I don't want to hear that baloney about, oh, he didn't tackle, I would say Deion Sanders. And the fact, fellas, that he did play, although it was one season, yeah, it was a great season, that just mesmerized our host, and it made a lasting impression. And some could say he was the reason, you know, they got old boy got the monkey off his back. So I'll leave it at that.
But if
Deion mesmerized him, I hear you, though. I hear you.
Guru, that's like saying LeBron is one of the top 10 L.A. athletes of all time. Is he? Man. Hell no. He's been there for
You could put him in the bay. He played for the Oakland Soldiers. We could claim him. It's absurd.
If someone said to you, I mean, look, hey, right now, LeBron James is one of the top five L.A. athletes of all time. You'd be like, dude, he hasn't been there long enough. Get out of here. That's the exact same way I'm looking at Deion Sanders.
Not six.
I'll end it with this, Bonte. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Chris Rock has a great movie. It's called Top Five, and you got to check it out. It's about 3-4 years old. But I say that to say, since the pandemic, the best thing that's come out are these lists. And again, it's what they mean. It could be music, artist, but this is awesome, the top 10.
No, it is pretty damn good here. And I saw Greg Nimitz, our regional manager here, and he had a top 10 the worst top 10 of all time. He had Ray Wershing on there and Pablo Sandoval. That's getting a lot of run. We'll talk about that maybe in the 1 o'clock hour. Let's go up to Minnesota, fellas. Minnesota. Greg in Minnesota wants to talk about the top 10 list here on 95.7 The Game. What's happening, Greg?
Born in San Francisco, live in Minnesota, but is Joe DiMaggio eligible being born in San Francisco?
No.
You might as well just throw him on this list.
He played for the Seals for a couple of years, okay? He was actually born in Martinez, moved to San Francisco into the North Beach. But we all love Joe DiMaggio. Who doesn't? The guy dated Marilyn Monroe, for crying out loud. They named the park after him in North Beach. No one even saw Joe DiMaggio. I mean, what did he play? Combined 45 games with the San Francisco Seals before Boston swooped him up. And his brother probably has a better argument as being an all-time Seal because his brother, Dom, played for the Seals longer.
Yeah.
Well, everybody thinks of him being born and raised in the city. Played a couple years with the Seals, if that. But one of the top five baseball players of all time. 56 hitting streak.
Yep.
But he's a
Yankee. Who would you have at number one, Greg? You're born in San Francisco. Who would be your number one top 10? Oh, he's gone. All right, let's go to our main.
See you later.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
I want to read some text in a second here. But Robin in San Francisco with their top 10
list.
Oh,
here we go.
Robin, good afternoon. I hope you're doing well. I hope your son got his damn dog. Robin, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hi, you guys. I am doing well. My dad passed, but we'll talk about that later, but we're still standing.
Prayers to you guys.
Our condolences go out to you and the family, Robin. We're very, very sorry. Our condolences go out to you and the fam, Rob. You're part of the 95.7 The Game family,
yes,
so your dad is like our dad here. So rest in peace, Pops.
Thank you, guys. Now, here's my list. I'll probably get ripped for it, but let me tell you my thinking a little bit. So I have problem ranking, but I went to Montana, Rice, Steph, Bonds, Henderson, Mays, Lott, Rick Barry, Bumgarner, and Vital Blue.
Love
that was my
That's a damn solid list.
That's a great list.
She had Ricky over Bonds. Yeah, she had Ricky over Bonds.
Which is not wrong. So
here's my thinking. Here's my thinking. I'm kind of, it's a generational thing, and I know it. And I went with Montana first because you guys have to realize, you know, I'm 59 years old and, we were losing at everything. And during my time coming up, you know, the Niners were like, they put us on the map. You know, Joe and them put us on the map like they weren't expected to win. You know what I mean? So we come through that. I come through that whole era. Montana was like God to us. So, and it's hard to shake that. In terms of being more athletic, Steve was more athletic. But if you're just going to rate players on being great because they're more athletic, then hell, you could use that analogy with the whole NBA today, because definitely they're more athletic and less skilled. And I take skill over athleticism anytime. One last point. People look at things. Joe Montana was not a statue, and he could move. He wasn't mobile, running quarterback like, but he had great footwork. And one of the things that he could do that many people overlook, do you realize that Joe could plant his foot and throw in a different direction opposite from the grain of where his foot was planted? How many people can do that? Tell me how many can throw against the grain of their body. Peace out, guys. Be good to one another.
Love you, Robin.
Take care of one another. And tell people you love them in your lives. Bye-bye now.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I agree
we
with
love
that.
You, Robin.
I love you guys, man.
Family. Yeah, condolences go out to her family, man.
Ronaldo Nehemiah, he should have came up on a list with that criteria.
I got to say, why don't we just eject all the morning show submissions and then just plant Robbins in there and say, here you go, guys. This is from someone who actually is educated.
We got beef
understands.
With them already, Shasky. We'll get to
come
it.
On.
We,
I mean,
already,
it's
we got,
ridiculous.
We got
are you serious?
With them.
I mean, come back and get your damn dog.
The morning show wanted to spend the last hour talking about some relay race, right, Guru?
I'd rather watch two dogs make puppies.
Yeah, and JD, your boy JD was going in, had a couple jokes. And I was just minding my business. They said they can beat us in a 40-yard relay. Joe Lowen dibs. And Joe admitted he ain't been running. But if you watch the what's the thing he does with Damon, he sweats a little. So I was like, okay, he might not. We might be able to get him. So you know what I mean? So
what's Dibs going to do with that busted knee? What's Dibs going to do with that busted knee? He can't even get off the blocks.
Yes.
Dude, so what was JD said? JD got into the action?
No, he said, and I love JD. He said, because I called in. They asked me to call in. Curly did. And I go, for what?
Oh, so you were helping them out with content too?
No, they called me
crazy.
After.
Second
I was minding my
week.
Own, Bonte. They were, exactly. Shasky. I minded my own. The phone rings.
Right.
And they say, Goo, you got 5 minutes. It's Curly. I go, for what? What happened? What I missed? He goes, they're saying they could beat you guys in a 40-yard relay. I go, beat who? You, Bonte and Steiny. I go, no way.
No,
it got to me and Lowe, and I think I could beat Lowe in a 40-yard dash. Lowe said I can. And then, hey, who did that? And then JD goes, knowing Guru with the Jordan Bell, he's holding that over my head. But I'm going to say this real quick, not about making it about me. I never failed at the Jordan Bell thing. The thing didn't go down. So I'll leave that there. But ain't no
that's
way
crazy.
In hell they're beating us in a relay, Bonte and Shasky. No, me, you, not. And Steiny. And Dib showed us his knee. He can't even run. And
no,
Joe
he
said
can't.
He ain't
and,
been
and
running.
Dibbers, be real.
And the fact, and I haven't been running. I ran the stairs at Keysar about a month ago. So I would need about a month to get in shape. No lie about that. Your boy's putting on some
try
weight
six.
During this quarantine. But, yeah, you know, it's getting rough over here. But check this out.
Taco Bell.
The fact that the morning show.
So damn good.
You know what? I pass by that thing every day, and it is so hard not to go
it
in that place.
It just tastes nasty.
Taco
I ain't
Bell.
Had it in a while. My whole family's down
dude.
On it.
Dude, those tacos, the double-decker Taco Supreme, oh, my Lord.
Shasky,
it is
I'm
a
out.
Home run hitter. It is
body
a home run
by
hitter.
Taco Bell.
Oh, man. Gordita Crunch. Oh, Lord.
You grew
oh, Lord,
up on that side
slam.
Of the city. You love your Taco
yeah,
Bell.
I
go to a real taqueria. I mean,
yeah,
come on,
I know.
Man.
My
I know,
wife, Mia,
I know, I
Shasky,
do.
She makes chicken tacos, authentic chicken tacos.
It's overrated.
Tacos.
Sorry, you know what, though? Shasky? Yeah. Guru hasn't had a good taco from his wife Mia in a long time. Your boy's been on dog. He's been in the doghouse for I don't know
man,
how
I got
long
a list
here.
Of what
sleeping
I
on
had.
The couch.
Yeah, it's a long.
Yeah,
list.
I know. Yeah. Jimmy Dean sausage. You haven't had any
fifth.
Of those. Let me guys ask you this because we're talking about this top 10 list, right? And there's a great question on the text line here from the 925. Who is more loved in the Bay Area, Deion Sanders or Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant here for 3 years.
Oh, still,
and it seems like
no. No, I'm going to tell you. First off, early on, Deion was hated. Do not forget it. Deion was hated. And then don't forget the Michael Crabtree thing. See, again, Fortinball, you know, he just put his bags down here in the Bay Area. He's been here like 2 minutes. The train's coming to pick him up 30 seconds later. You know, he's just – it's a stop and go for him. But for me, I remember Deion Sanders whispering into Michael Crabtree's ear, don't sign that contract with the Niners.
Right.
Deion, yes.
Oh, wow.
Do we love Deion? At times. But also, we don't forget Yeah, but we don't forget he chose to be a Cowboy. No one chose to be a Cowboy at that time. You don't choose to be a Cowboy. It's rare that you and I are even this good of friends because I hate the Cowboys. All right,
and but
the
only reason I love to you show you is I love how you. Good he was, and it worked for him. He could go wherever he went. He would be the balance of power, and that's how it ended up working out.
You know what though? You know what's funny about the Crabtree holdout is MC Hammer being part of that meeting down in Santa Clara when Crabtree finally signing. Remember, MC Hammer and Deion Sanders were good partners. When Deion had to pick set the Candlestick Park and MC Hammer was on the sideline, or when they had to Hail Mary with Billy Joel Toliver.
Oh, man.
And MC Hammer's down there at Atlantic County Fulton Stadium.
Deion had an album.
Dance on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
An album.
Must be the Monday. Hey, Spinotti, I need that beat coming back, baby. I need that coming back. As we go ahead, Shasky, real quick.
No, but here's the nuance. It's going to take time, but KD eventually will be loved because I go out to Levi's now and I see tons of Deion Sanders jerseys by guys who were 10, 12, 11, 13 years old when the whole thing went down.
Yeah.
But the older people,
they don't
forget.
With the fan base on social media, Butch, you can't forget that, man. He said some things.
I still love KD. Yeah. That's my guy. I love him.
I love KD, too.
I want him back.
But you gotta say, Deion Sanders, in my opinion, may be a little bit more loved right now than Kevin Durant.
Look at the list.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. But it's been 20 years.
Number two. I hope this region appreciates what Kevin Durant brought to the table for years and years to come. Hey, we got some Guru's gripes. Plus, we gotta get into Guru versus the Game. We totally whiffed on this yesterday, Goo. Guru versus the Game, we will explain. Well, I let Guru set the parameters this week when it comes to video games and Guru taking on any type of competition, whether it's MLB The Show or Madden Football. More of your phone calls, too. 888-957-9570 as we roll along here on BSNG. Daryl the Guru Johnson. Shasky's in for Steiny. Bonte Hill. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.